In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're well into the new year now, so if you've got a New Year's resolution and have kept it up, it may just stick. Apparently 97% don't. But why might that be? Well, when it comes to change, we are perhaps too optimistic. Perhaps we're not really committed. Perhaps we don't want to change. Perhaps it's just too difficult on our own. Apparently it takes 28 days to break or form a habit, so it can't be that hard. But our nature is such that something different, something not us, is hard to accommodate. And if, as we take stock of a new year, we think God couldn't be calling me to do that or this, well, think again. The Old Testament reading for today is from Genesis 1. It's about creation. Everything created from nothing, because God wills it. As God wills it, everything and everyone has a purpose and meaning. So realistically, everyone's called to something. But the trouble is, change is hard. Something new is difficult. And whilst we know these things, the movement to action is always a big step. And at the moment, thinking about any action probably just feels a little bit odd, maybe even slightly ridiculous. Yet now, more than ever, we have the opportunity to do a bit of reflecting and thinking about spiritual things. After all, it is all about the Holy Spirit we received at our baptism. When we look at Jesus' baptism, it gives us the opportunity to look at what our baptism means. As it says in our readings for today, this is baptism in the Spirit, through Jesus, and that's important as it's something that lasts for all of our lives. And you can't say that about much. I say that particularly as I watch my hair imperiously retreating up my forehead. Baptism is not just a one-off point. It is an initiation, but it is also a lifelong journey in the Spirit. The same Spirit that is seen descending on Jesus at his baptism. Now, looking back to Genesis, we can see that God takes his time to create. God's general way of working is slowly. That's why we're on a journey in baptism. In the Spirit, as we slowly come to realisation of who we truly are. This needs to be understood, welcomed and encouraged. As people of God, we need to help fan this spark into a flame wherever we find it. It says that God saw that it was good. That's you and me, no matter how we might feel in the post-Christmas lull. But how do we hear what we're being called to? What is this new me God's trying to bring out? Sometimes we have to listen until it becomes clear. In the epistle, Paul was keen to go to Ephesus, but he had to wait until it was the right time with God. What we're called to do and be this year will become clear if we listen. It's part of who we are in baptism. The thing is, we know it's different when we're in the Spirit. This is what Paul's asking in the epistle. Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? It's a challenging question, and it's probably best answered by the wisdom of a child when asked, what do you think when you think about God? To which the child replied, God's not a think, God's a feel. When we feel God, the love of God, God in creation, then we know and then we can be true to our baptismal promises. You see, John's baptism was only about repentance, rather like a New Year's resolution. It's the sort of thing like when you've had a hangover and you say never again until the next time. But Jesus is with the Spirit. And with Spirit, we can be the kingdom people we're called to be. All the people coming to be baptized were looking for a new start, for God to do something new. And we should hold this before us, particularly at this time of the year when we're looking ahead. It's hard to say what that new will be this year, but God knows, and that really is enough. It said God sent an angel to earth to see how many people were good. The answer was less than 1%. God, not being certain that that was the right answer, sent a second angel and got the reply, less than 1%. Now God, being tech savvy, sent an email to all the good people. And do you know what it said? No, me neither. I didn't get the email either. And this is why we repent. And this is why we baptise. God loves us so much that he can make that figure 100% if we respond through Jesus. But why did Jesus, the perfect man, the incarnation, need to be baptised? After all, it's like having an exam and the professor is sat with the students. The thing is, Jesus was identifying with the crowd, with us. He's placing himself deliberately under the condemnation and judgment of God. Without this, without him being like us, being fully human, our faith in Jesus Christ has little basis. This is the incarnation, showing us who he is and identifying with us, opening the door back to God, calling us to follow him, and all out of love. But if you want a New Year's resolution that captures all this, with the change baptism in the Spirit makes to all, how about the following prayer? Thanks be to you, our Lord Jesus Christ, for all the benefits which you have given us, for all the pains and insults which you have borne for us. Most merciful Redeemer, friend and brother, and here comes the New Year's resolution bit. May we know you more clearly, love you more dearly, and follow you more nearly, day by day. Now that is a New Year's resolution. Amen. Do not be afraid.